بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله إمام عادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله ورجل قلبه معلق في المساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه رواه البخاري. This hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, he reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned seven people will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there will be no shade but His shade. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this particular hadith, seven people have been mentioned. There are other ahadith wherein others have also been mentioned, but this particular hadith, which is very famous, seven persons have been mentioned who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there will be no shade but His shade. And the first person is a just ruler. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah commands justice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also exhorted us to be just, and especially for a ruler, because he has subordinates, he has citizens under his care. And it is imperative that he shows justice to all his people. If he favors any group of people, and if he oppresses another, then he will be taken to task. Very severe warnings have been given to such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates oppression. أَظُلْمُ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oppression will be a cause of darkness, or it will be a cause of pain and difficulty, calamities on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. Save yourself from the curse of an oppressed person, because there is no barrier, there is no curtain, there is no veil between his curse upon you, his dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the moment he makes dua against you, because he was oppressed by you, and you unjustly oppressed him, then that dua reaches Allah, and Allah answers his dua. So for a ruler, to ensure that there is peace in that area, that village, that town, that country, he should be looking at the needs of every person and ruling with justice. The second person, وَشَابٌ نَشْأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, is a youngster, a youth. So specifically a youth has been mentioned, who grows up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He spends his youth in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A youth is faced with various type of challenges. And especially in these times, there's so much of fitna and fasad, so many type of temptations. And if he overcomes those temptations and he spends his time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a youngster will also be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's selected to be under the shade of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The third person, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. That person whose heart is always attached to the masajid. All the time he is longing, he's waiting, he's yearning to go back to the masjid. Comes out of one salat, and already his mind is, when can he come back to the masjid? And many times during the day, you find him, he's in the masjid. Somebody asks, where's a certain person? You see, you'll find him in the masjid. He's known to be part of the masjid, all the time making salat, dhikr, tilawat, he's sitting in the masjid. May Allah Ta'ala make us among such people. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّا فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلِهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلِهِ. Two brothers, having love for one another for the sake of Allah. No worldly motive, not because of some business dealings. They love one another solely for the pleasure of Allah. So they coming together is for the sake of Allah. When they depart, also is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever they meet, it is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love that they have. And because it is for Allah, they have mutual love between the two. And many times you find, person goes for Hajj, and he meets a person from another country, and they become Muslim friends, we see Haji Bhai. And when they depart also, they shed tears. And if they meet one another after years, how they will embrace one another. Person goes out in Jamaat, and he meets another person, and you spend some time with him. You become so close, as though he is your real brother. So when you leave also, you feel that pain, because this is love for the sake of Allah. The day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُونَ بِجَلَالِهِ الْيَوْمَ أُظِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّ. Where are those people who loved one another for my sake? So loving should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the fourth person. The fifth person is that man who has been invited, enticed by a woman of lineage and beauty. She's got a high position, high status. She's got a good lineage. She comes from a prominent family. And she's extremely beautiful. And she invites him. He's enticed. He's lured by her. What does he say? His response is, إِنِّي أَخَافَ اللَّهِ. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot come close to you. I cannot commit zina. I cannot develop a relationship with you. It will be illicit. It will be haram. I fear my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often people have or go through this. That is the test. That say, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, when he is tempted by Zulaykha, what did he say? Ma'ad Allah. I seek Allah's refuge, Allah's protection. So that person who sacrifices or overcomes this temptation, then he is also under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next person is وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ. Man gives out charity, whatever charity it may be. But he gives it with such sincerity that he conceals this charity. He does not make any announcement about this charity. He does not tell people that I have given so much of money. فَأَخْفَاهَا. He conceals it to such an extent that the hadith is explaining his deep sincerity, as though his left hand is unaware what the right hand is discharging. This is showing the sincerity of the person. Obviously the hand does not know it. But here Rasulullah is explaining that the left hand, being so close to the right hand, does not even know what the right hand has given. So very quietly he gives with utmost sincerity. He is also under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the seventh person, that person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude. Nobody else is watching. He is in his deep recesses of his home. Or he is alone in his office or in school. Or in his i'tikaf tent. And fafadat ayna. He is shedding those tears in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will also be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us his shade on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade but his shade. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.